Welcome to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries who want more, with your host, catalyst and coach, Nicole Eisler. Her mission, to help you live yours with guts, grit, and fire. Her message, dare to be yourself, to shine your gifts, create badass success, and have way more fun. Get ready to light your fire. Now, onto our show.
Hello and welcome. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited, like beyond words excited. You best buckle up. It's Nicole here. We're relaunching the podcast. It's such an exciting thing. Welcome to Sensitives on Fire. Listen, as an expert on sensitive visionaries, I mean, really, I have worked with thousands of sensitives all around the world, and I can confidently say, right, that everyone I have ever talked to, they have a huge message to share with the world. I know if you resonate with that, then this is really where you are meant to be, because what we're going to talk about on this podcast, on every episode of this podcast, it's really addressing, right? Because even though we have beautiful, sensitive visionaries, they have this, they see life through their heart, right? They feel so deeply. You feel so deeply. You and I, we see the world in a very different way. But unfortunately, there's just tons of information out there that I do not see for sensitives that really supports you and empowers you in the right ways, which is always what I'm going to dive into here. Hey, not everybody likes what I have to say about this, but most sensitive visionaries that I ever meet, they get it. They're like, yes, I was meant for more. Yes, I am here to make an impact. And that's what we do here, right? Is creating that path and opening the door for you to get your gifts out in the world. Because a lot of what I see out there really creates this image or this impression for sensitives that you shouldn't have these big desires. You just need to play small. Be careful. You're not really, you know, yeah, you care deeply and you're so sweet and genuine, but, you know, you're soft and you're kind of weak and everybody's out to get you and you get hurt so and crushed so easily. So, you know, just take caution, right? And back off from all of what's out in the big, scary world. Oh, God, yuck. So, hey, you know, I'm here to tell you, it's being a sensitive, because that's the other thing. Or I'm an introvert. I wish I could do that, but I'm an introvert. Oh, but I'm an empath. And I feel everything so deeply. And so I can't do whatever, I can't show up like that. I need to take a break from life and put my head in the sand. No, no, I'm here to tell you that, listen, being a sensitive is not scary. There is nothing that should limit your potential, because I don't care if you call it introvert, sensitive, empath, none of that has anything to do with your potential. You have pure potential, unlimited. In the spiritual realm, you have unlimited potential just like anybody else. I feel that sensitives are being grossly underserved. I feel like we're being lied to in many ways. And everybody means well. I totally get it. So much love and respect to everyone that's trying to make a difference and putting information out there. But there's a lot of information out in the world on the web, and I really am here to stand up and tell you that it is okay to share your light, that you are here. It's okay to have a bigger mission inside of you, because you do, and that being a sensitive is a gift. It is not a curse. It is not something that you need to cope with or deal with. And I am a sensitive. I used to be one of the sensitives, wondering, like, well, how come it seems like everyone else gets to do what they want to do? What about me? Oh, but I'm an introvert. And I go through this argument a lot. People are like, you're not an introvert. Look, you're online, you're on TV, you do a podcast, you live stream, and you can't possibly, I could never do that. I'm an introvert. I couldn't do that. No, I'm an introvert. I just decided that I had a mission. Well, I didn't decide it. It really called me, right? Your mission calls you, and I answered the call, because it is what created inner liberation and so many other things, and it is also what continues to create the lifestyle that I want, is by living my mission. So, you know, I don't really limit what I can do because of information out there, or what someone else says, or someone else's definition, or any kind of label. And I just feel that there are way too many people focused on all the negative aspects, right, of being a sensitive instead of all of our amazing opportunities, what we're being called to, our spiritual promotion, and everything positive about it. Well, that's what we talk about here. All the positives. We talk about your expansion. My message is for sensitives who want something more. You, if that's you, you are my people. You are my audience. You are a sensitive on fire. And that's why this podcast is here. Okay? Because if you read, and I hear this from clients that come to work with me so often, they have this story already created based on something that they read about being a sensitive, or, well, you know, empaths always have a hard time because, or as if this is like locked in, it's carved in stone, it's always going to be this way. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. So have you ever struggled with, right, people in your life, or feeling that you're just a magnet for negative things, negative people, toxic people? There's a lot out there that says that, empaths are just a magnet for narcissists. You're a target. How does that make you feel? Seriously, just say that to yourself I'm just a magnet for toxic people. I'm a target. Narcissists, they come and they target me. They're going to come at me. Does that make you feel very good? So why would you ever buy into that? If it doesn't feel good, don't buy into it. There's way too much information out there and that's really where my journey started to shift and change. As I started to discover, okay, because I had all the stories, that was me. I thought I was shy, thought I was timid. I thought I just had a lot of problems with anxiety, right? It was a hot mess inside. And so I approached life differently. I could do things, and I would make myself do things. It was not comfortable, not like fun getting out of your comfort zone kind of thing, but like terrifying and shaking in my boots and just always feeling so uncomfortable being myself, really, focused on what were other people thinking. And I did at that time, because this is what I want to bust apart here, are some of the myths about, are you really? If you look around your life and you're like, ooh, I have toxic people, every client that I work with, they have people, well, we've been friends for years, or I've had clients, they're in marriages with a narcissistic kind of person, and I don't even like labels. I'm not here to label anyone about anything. I'm here to figure out, like, what is it that you want and what do we need to do to get you there? How do we close the gap from where you are to what you want? Is it a belief about something like, I'm an introvert, so I could never do that? Is it a belief like, well, I could never do that because fill in the blank? Or everyone's always told me that I'm just not good at that, so I don't know that I could do, right? So what kind of belief story, that type of thing, right? Are we looking at that? But on my journey, I was out there and I was researching. And as I started to discover, oh my God, there's a thing, like, there's people and they're sensitive and I'm like that. Oh yeah. And there was some information that really empowered me. I connected with it, right? I resonated with it. And there was so much information I did not. And I started getting, the more that I understood and really learned because it's always been I had a mentor very early on who said, if you study one thing the most in your life, make sure it's yourself. And so I've always studied myself. And as I started to read a lot of information out there, and I would see, of course, as this was in my awareness now, sensitives, empath and all that, right? I had readings done and I'd have people tell me, you're like an empath on steroids, like you just have this massive power. And so some of these things started to awaken within me. I was like, wait, did you just say power? Right? So there are definitely people out there putting out a message that's very empowering, very uplifting to help you feel better, right? That kind of thing. And to really awaken. And that I resonated with. I was like, oh yeah, right on. Right? But then I read a lot of this other things where telling empaths that they're not able to understand things, that, you are a magnet for toxic people, that you're just going to have problems your whole life because you're an empath or a sensitive, or that, you don't have the power to say no to people. So you're just, and I just find that so, that is something that fires me up. Don't ever tell me that I'm doomed forever. Don't ever tell me that I can't change something I don't like. I am not here to say that it doesn't happen. Okay, I've had and early in my journey, yeah, I did. I had friends that were very controlling. I had relationships of all different kinds. I had issues at work. I had all the things, okay? It's not that I did not experience these things, but I'll tell you today, I don't experience them now because I recognize it and I just don't even attract those kind of people. But wait, I'm still sensitive. I'm still an empath. Most of the stuff out there says, because I'm a sensitive, I'm always going to have this issue. No, I don't. I do not attract people like that, right? So you have to be your own filter about what you're reading and what you're taking in. I have a client who said, oh, I'm so excited. I've been reading this, following this person and this blog. But now I've realized after listening to their information that I've developed. And so I was working with this client because she was married to someone who had narcissistic behaviors, right? It was not acknowledging her feelings and she really wasn't showing up in the relationship. And as she started to become more aware of this and stronger, this was creating, it wasn't that the relationship was great before, but she wasn't aware. She thought she was the issue and the, right? So now we start moving and we shift things, but now she starts following this stuff online and goes, and now I've realized that I've developed this, and I don't even remember what she called it, honestly, because as soon as she said it, I was like, hold up. If you ever start following someone and they tell you that because you're in certain circumstances, situations, whatever, now you've developed some negative label, behavior that actually makes you feel like now you have more work to do and there's something wrong with you because of what has happened, turn that off now. Like run away. No one gets to label you or tell you what's that there's something wrong with you because now I realize because I've been in this relationship for so long that now, again, I'm not here to say that we don't lose sight of who we really are because of certain things in relationships, that we are not conditioned. Yes, you definitely have a conditioned mind, but don't take on another one and another one and another one. This is what creates this rabbit hole of I'll never be whole. I'll never be good enough. I'll never be strong enough. You can be anything you want to be. Be strong. But do it the right. This information that you take in and that you read should always make you feel more of who you're meant to be. Not like you're farther away. Oh, I thought I was getting close, but now I learned this and it just got pushed out like 2 more years. I got to do all this. That's not what this is for. This, you know, that's why I bring this information to give the different perspective. You're the filter. Don't let anyone tell you you can't be what you want to be who you want to be, do what you want to do because you're a sensitive, because you are an empath. That is hideous information. So you just got screwed because you're sensitive or you're an empath and you just care deeply. So, hey, sorry, your life's going to suck, but everybody else, they get whatever they want. That's basically what that says. I disagree. I firmly disagree. I will be what I want to be. I will define myself. No one, especially someone I've never met on a blog that I'm going to read something. See, it's not even their fault because I'm not saying this isn't I'm not attacking anyone. Everybody has their own beliefs. I just don't resonate with that. Right now, you're either like a little pissed off of what I'm saying or you're digging it. Like, wait a minute. Yeah. Nobody has the right. Nobody defines me. There's no preset. Seriously, you think there's something that just says that you would be created out of love and light and, you know, God would just create you, but you don't get to have what you want because, oh, you know, like how here's I was reading something recently because these things pop up in my awareness, right? And it made this big deal about how special empaths are. and they're healers and they care and they're so wonderful and they're so amazing. But then it basically in the second half of what I was reading was saying, but the poor saps, like they're helpless and, you know, they just, they can't handle themselves in anything or their relationships or, and it basically ended on the note that, you know, sorry, you're weak. I thought, what the hell? How can you can't be both. You know, I'm here to say, if you get caught up in that loop of saying, oh, well, you know, it's because I'm a sensitive that I can't get what I want. Oh, well, you know, I'm trying to do this or step into my mission, or maybe you want to run your own business, or, but I could never do that because it's too much for me. That's a belief. That's not a definition of a sensitive. Sensitive visionaries are powerful beings. Powerful, full of light, ready to heal, able to heal. We'll step in to help anyone, even someone they've never met before who is in trouble or hurting. We will step in. We won't even think about it. Are you kidding me? How is that weak? You are the feelings you have that you're meant for more, but then you think you're cursed, that you can't handle it? See, I can't put those two things together. The feeling that you have that you're called for more, just like I had, that's why I was like, that doesn't make sense with me. So, you know, as you're reading things, if you find yourself feeling smaller, if it's shrinking you down, you're feeling weaker, stop reading it right away. Move along. It's not serving you at all. Everything that you bring into your awareness should build you up, fire you up. It should lift you up. It should make you feel more possible, not less. Yes, that goes along with people. Yes, it is true that, you know, and the reason I bring this up is because you can spend a lot of time caught up in the loop of, I wish I could, but I can't. Sounds good, but not for me, right? You can spend, and if you get caught up in that loop, not only does it wear you down and make you feel smaller and like nothing's possible for you, it moves you away from what you are here to do. You have a mission. Your mission will free you from everything. It is the way that you will feel most full of life. If you're living your mission, if you're in that higher calling process, it's so incredible and amazing. Right? And there's a process to that. And that's what this podcast goes into, is what that really looks like, what it's all about, how to know, you know, how to move into that space. Because you do, you have a higher purpose. Absolutely. And it is not automatic that because you are sensitive that forever you're going to attract asshats or toxic people or narcissists. Can you? Yes. Now let's talk about why. Because there's a disconnect between what's being pumped out there to inform everyone, right? And what's actually accurate. So there's myths about things, and I want to talk about the actual truth. The actual truth is you only attract what you are. I know, you don't like that. You just didn't like that. If you just listen to what I said, we only attract what we are. I was not aware. I had no idea I had any power. Right? I felt crappy most of the time. I was really caught up in my head a lot. I had a lot of emotional chaos going on inside, and I did not know that I had the power to change it for a certain amount of time in my life. So I attracted what I was. I attracted a match for that kind of energy. And it comes in a weird way. So I would attract really overcharged people that would kind of run over me. I would attract people, I mean, there's even things out there that talk about how sensitives are so naive. And, you know, they're just like, they don't understand that, you know, that there's people who do bad things in the world. Aren't we just so dumb? We just don't get it. Are you kidding? Of course I knew there was people out there who were liars or cheaters or dishonest or selfish or, hello? Forever in a day, that's been going on. How we're just oblivious to it? I'm just like walking in a rainbow cloud because I'm sensitive. The difference is we want to believe in people. And that's not a bad quality. That's not weak. I want to believe in people. So I did give people the benefit of the doubt. I would believe in them until they prove me wrong. And sometimes, because early on, what I call a trained sensitive versus an untrained sensitive, big world of difference. Okay, I'm mega aware of my energy now. I absolutely know what my energy is and what it and what when it's not my energy. I read people's energy for a living, so I'm really good at it. So you can tell me one thing, but I can feel another, right? We all resonate with that as sensitives. And the thing is that when I didn't know any of that, I had no idea that I could do anything with my energy. I didn't know I could do anything with my emotions. I didn't even know what they meant. I just thought I was a shit show. Truthfully. Okay. So I wanted to believe in people. I wanted to like people. I went a lot with what was happening in my head versus what was happening in my gut. I didn't listen to my gut. I second guessed myself 24/7. I would get a hit on somebody and be like, I don't know why, but I don't like them. Well, but you know, so-and-so said they're nice and they worked with them and they really like them. So I guess I should too. That's what I see happening. A lot of my clients that I work with, man, they're so enlightened and they have so much insight and they are so intuitive for the people that they work with and the people they serve. But when it comes to stuff in their own personal relationships or in their family or decisions to make in their business, they are so up in their head, not using their intuitive senses at all. Because, well, I've never done this before, or I'm out of my comfort zone, or old patterns come up, things like that, right? So those are the things that I work with them on, because as you become, and I say trained, untrained, I say it respectfully. Hey, you know what? If I'm a trained pianist versus, or let's say there's someone next to me and they're a trained pianist and they start and they, blah, 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 and they play this amazing thing on the piano and I sit down to play the piano and I go plink, 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 plink. I'm not trained. I'm playing the piano. So that's not disrespectful. I don't know how to play the piano. I know there's black and white keys. I know they make sound if I tap on them. I know if I tap on them in the wrong way, it doesn't sound nice, right? So how is it any different if you're an untrained sensitive, you have no awareness of what power you have or how to use it, how to use your gift versus a trained sensitive, which is what I help my clients step into that role. And you know what? They don't attract toxic people. They don't create new relationships with narcissistic people. They see them coming from a mile away if they're even in their awareness at all. Most of the time I feel like I live in my own life. And I'm not telling you it doesn't happen. I had a kind of a cyber bully type thing happen in a group I was in not too long ago. And I had posted something, all this kind of talk. Hey, tell you what, if you're looking for a coach who teaches you how to protect your energy, then I am not the coach for you. That was the opening sentence of my post. And two people decided, one woman said that, well, I don't know who you're talking to, but it's not sensitive, it's not empaths, and your information is offensive. And actually, my information is not offensive. You were offended by it. I don't even know who you are. How could I offend you? I've never met you before. You decided after reading my information that it triggered you, and so you threw it back at me that I don't know what I'm talking about. Basically, the post was how I moved into the space I'm in so that I'm not affected by people like that, because I'm not. You're not my ideal client. And that was exactly my response. Hey, thanks so much. You know, as it said, you know, my ideal clients love what I teach. And so it's actually totally okay that this doesn't resonate with you. Have a great day. Because if me sending, my message was, don't let anybody tell you're small. Trying to protect yourself basically means you're on guard and you're trying to fight against the big bad world. And I just don't live like that. That is exhausting to me. Why do I have to protect myself against what, some invisible force that's coming to get me? Again, positioning that if you're sensitive, poor you, you little weakling, you're going to have to sit and protect yourself. No, I don't. I'm going to be me and I'm going to be all of me. And who I am and how I feel about myself is independent of anyone or anything else. I do that. I decide that. Nobody gets to tell me what I can or cannot be, and it should be the same for you. I can't tell you who you can or can't be. I'm not you. You're an expert at being you. Who do you want to be? Right? But I do help my clients see themselves through their spiritual eyes. That means here's your gifts, here's your power, here's what you can do. You're not just wired about all the things you can't or shouldn't do because you're sensitive. You know, and then a lot of the information out there too, it's like how to cope with life. Oh my God, that just makes me like, ugh. I'm not here to cope with life. That's also in some way to me that says life is just a big pile of shit. It's just a big pile of crappy problems and you just need to cope with it. Well, I don't know about you, but I love my life. I love creating experiences that really bring me joy, that make me happy. I plan things I look forward to. I love serving my community. I love working with my clients because they get it. They want more. They know they're here for more, and they're ready to dig in and do it. They're ready to shed those limiting labels and limiting beliefs that you're destined to be doomed because you're sensitive. No, it's your superpower. There's challenges. Hi, that's called being human. I mean, yeah, there's challenges. It's to make you stronger. That's the way I always see it. Everything that comes up is an opportunity for me to learn more about myself, what I'm made of. That's where you test your grit, right? That's the thing. So this is about, you know, also like the information out there, like, oh, and if you're already around toxic people, you're just, you know, poor you. No, you know what? You can be around toxic people. You know, I mean, look, you might not attract them once you get trained, but it doesn't mean if you're working in a space where there's cubicles or other people in the office or people in your family, they're still there. Right? So we don't always in every situation have full power to, now you could get a different job and you can, but honestly, I mean, anywhere you go in the world, you're probably going to come across someone who's not a sensitive, a little more abrasive, just totally a jerk or whatever. It might be in church even. It could be at work. It could be in your family on the holidays. But what does that have to do with you? Nothing. You're not doomed to be hurt by them because they are that way. They are that way, and that is their experience. It does not have to be yours. You can be independent of their behavior. You don't have to internalize everything. That's what I'm talking about, trained, untrained. And what I find out there is the information positions you to believe that there's no option. And it'll tell you, but just don't do that. And your head is like, okay, I won't. You're right. Oh, yeah, I don't. But what? Wait, what? How? And then you go into you have the same belief structure. Because what you know consciously is very different than what's showing up subconsciously. What's showing up in your energy patterns, that's totally different. I can tell myself, that's what I say to my clients all the time. You get up every day, right? And you tell yourself, oh, I should know. And I hear these things on consults. But I should know better. It's not like this is the first time this has happened. I should be able to figure this out. Well, I know. We should all know better. Okay. Or I already learned this. That's why I teach my clients too, the process of progress. Because it's not just, oh, now I know, so it'll never happen again. It's now I know, and now I know how to handle it. Big difference. Right? I had a client I was working with, and what a world of difference. Came into our consult and our conversation, dealing with a certain situation in her life, discussed it, made the decision she was going to come and work with me. And we worked together for several months. And through the process, she discovered a lot more than she bargained for. Not only did she realize that the situation she came to work with me, you know, we worked on that because what the behavior of the other person was very toxic. And there's nothing you can't change a toxic person. They have to make the decision to change. You can invite someone to change. You can, you know, we focused on her, not them. Because a lot of times when someone comes in and I let them tell me what's going on, because you need to get that out. You've been holding that energy, that charge for a very long time. It's built up, you know? And so I just kind of it's like blown off steam, right? Blah, 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 blah. I go, okay. Now let's focus on you, because you have zero power, zero control over what that person does. And that is where the focus is fixated on the other person. How mean they are, how cruel, awful, selfish, careless, callous, whatever. Well, that all might be true, but there's nothing you can really do about it other than focusing on yourself, because that's where the power is. That's where your control is. You can only control you, how you show up, how you view things. You know, I'm not like, it's not about like keep going in for more just because you're trained. That's not what I'm saying. Actually, no, but I just because you're acting like an imbecile, I don't have to internalize it, question myself, or feel bad because I just observe it. And then, you know, you make those empowered decisions. Is this a relationship I want to spend time in? I suggest, you know, not if the person's that way. Sometimes, again, if it's a coworker who's sitting right next to you or something, you know, you still have options. But first and foremost, until you, if you decide like to leave that situation, first and foremost, you can't just say, oh, well, it's because they're this and I'm that and I'm stuck here. And you know, so that's what my client really focused on was her. We focused on getting her confidence back, building her up, helping her see herself for her gifts. They were, and this is pretty typical with clients I work with. A lot of times they come in and what they see as their flaw is actually their gift because they've been told things. She was told her whole life, you're so sensitive. Why are you so sensitive? Don't be so emotional. Right. But, you know, as I worked with her, she was able, it wasn't that she didn't know she was an amazing spirit, or that she loved to have fun or make other people happy. She liked that about herself, but she wasn't able to celebrate it, allow it, embrace it, because when she did that, she was made to feel small. And so we started to build that up and create a different view of life for her and create a bigger life she could step into instead of feeling so limited and needing, because that's the typical thing. If you're around someone who's toxic or angry or any kind of behavior that is in that kind of, you know, vibration, you want to pull away from it. And so you feel that if you shrink enough, if you pull back enough, you get small enough, they won't even notice you. You won't feel it. You won't, but that's not what happens. They get bigger and you get smaller and smaller and smaller. And when you get too small, you get crushed. So we worked on her expansion, paid no mind about the other people, what they were doing. And when she would go into that pattern, I'd pull her back in. What about you? What do you want? How do you want to feel? What make you feel that way, right? So she continued to work on herself. Now, unfortunately, this moved in a direction, or fortunately, where she decided to leave her marriage because the person just, and but she didn't just snap her fingers and leave. What she did was she started to say what she wanted and didn't want. She started to say, I feel this and I don't like that and I want this and this is what I would need to stay, right? And so she found her strength and she found her power and it wasn't easy, but she wasn't just doomed to be hurt by this relationship forever. Was it painful? Yes, because of course, you know, you don't want something to end if you don't get married to get divorced. But what a difference it has made. She's made new friendships that are so loving and such a great match for her. She started taking classes. She started learning more about herself. She implemented practices that really made her feel good about herself, that gave her the ability to assess how she was feeling and how she wanted to feel, right? She learned tools for what I call your life toolbox to be able to access, pull out, use on the fly, and was not diminished anymore by anyone else or what they said or how they said it. And this is the main thing about the main thing. The myth is that if you're sensitive, you're just destined to feel the pain of the world in a way, or be the poor victim in relationships. And that's not the whole story. Is it possible? Yes. Do we feel deeply? Yes. I cannot imagine, though, I mean, can you, you know, if you look at all the beautiful things on the really, really positive side, all the beautiful things that you experience and feel so deeply. I mean, I don't just see things. I don't just hear things. I don't just feel things. I experience life at a different level. It's so much more color and texture and emotion. And I can't imagine not having that. I love that part of me. I hope that you love that part of you. Do I feel things in the world? I do, but they're independent. Even though, you know, there's like in the spiritual realm, you know, we're all one. Everything's connected. Yes. But I focus on what I can do something about. I show up every day and say, who can I help today? But I don't. It's not. You know, this is the thing about getting really clear about your mission as this, you know, as I'll be sharing more and more through our podcasts, and that is that my mission is not to feel the burden of the world because I'm a deep feeler. It's my mission is to help you live your mission. When I'm working with clients, I connect. I absolutely connect with what they're feeling. My clients will say things like, you just really get me. No one gets me like this. I can't believe that you pulled that out of me, you know, things like that. But I don't leave like, oh my God, like it's not, that's almost like a little too much ego to think that the weight of the world is my weight of my, you know, like I need to take that on and I should be fixing that. So I just know that we live in a world where there are positive things and there are negative things, and there are movements I agree with and movements I don't, meaning like I match and I align and some that I don't. And there are opinions of things that I align with and resonate with me and some that do not. And I always am drawn to the light. I'm always drawn to here's how to be more powerful. I'm always drawn to everything that's uplifting. I'm not drawn to the things that, you know, it doesn't ever, like, who'd ever be happy that someone's suffering in the world? But I think, you know, but it's really about, like, if I do my part for what I'm here for, you know, is there any one employee in a big corporation that's supposed to do everyone's job? No. That's why companies add people to the, we have more work to do, we need more people. Well, we have more work to do in the world, so I'm here trying to add more sensitive visionaries, but not to carry the weight of the world, but to make your impact for what you're here to do. And I'll focus on my impact and what I'm here to do. I'm here, what I want to do is light you up. I want to eliminate whatever is creating resistance for you. I want to eliminate whatever belief systems, whatever has developed or been conditioned to make you think or feel small. Now, I don't say like you're a small thinker. You're a visionary. But if there's some sort of conditioning that puts a story in that says, well, I can't because this, or I'm not good enough because that, or I could never do that because what if people laugh at me or whatever, right? This is what creates the limitations, or it makes it much harder for you to step out and do and be all that you're here to do and be. And by the way, who you, people say, be who you want to be. That is entirely up to you. There's no predefined anything about who you're here to be. You get to kind of make it up as you go. It's going to evolve with you. That's what I always hope. So you are if you're feeling that I'm called to be more, I'm called to do more, I'm really drawn to more, then you're a sensitive visionary. You see life through the best version possible. You always see possibility. For others, right? So if you see someone suffering, oh, I could make a difference. This is how I make a difference. Or you've done something, changed something in your life that's helped you heal in some way. As I started, and mine evolved, it started in one way. I was in chiropractic for many years. And so, you know, I found chiropractic. It helped me with my migraines that just changed my life immensely. I wanted everyone to know about it. So I was involved and worked in chiropractic for over 24 years. educating people, educating, 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 inviting in. You got to get this, give this a try. Working for, you know, chiropractors, getting in the community, educating, right? So that was my thing for a very long time, very big chunk of my life. And then I started to learn more about the spiritual side of life. And I started to learn more about, wow, wait, you could work on your mindset. And oh my God, you can be who you want to be. And I could change my life if I change my focus. Oh, this is crazy. Wow, I never knew this before, right? So then I moved into that. And then I started to discover more and more and more about this, about being a sensitive. And then it evolved. It kept evolving from, whoa, I'm highly sensitive. Wait, I'm an empath. This is what this means, whatever. And then, as I said, the more that I read and researched and learned, the more I was like, wait a minute. And now that I've worked with so many sensitives around the globe, here's what I have. There are many similarities, qualities that are amazing. How responsible you are, how accountable you are, right? How you see things in just such a different way than most people, and those beautiful things. And then there was this peace, this kind of doomed peace, this limiting thing, right? And so after working with so many sensitives, I also know that, by the way, limiting beliefs, that's a global epidemic. The conditioned mind is a global epidemic. It's not just here in America. It's not, you know, over there in Australia or Canada or, you know, that. No. Every sensitive I've ever talked with has some belief about something that's creating a limitation and or an obstacle for them. They have this beautiful vision. They tell me, and then their energy sinks and they tell me why it hasn't happened, why they can't make it happen. They're not able to change it. Some of it falls back to, I'm just too sensitive. I'm, you know, this. Some of it is, I can help other people so well, but I'm, you know, I just, for me, I get kind of caught up in the things. Or, yeah, I've never done this before. I don't know what the next steps are. Well, that seems kind of obvious for anyone, wouldn't it? I've never done this before. I don't. And it doesn't come with preset directions, your personal mission. It does, but not in the way you think. And that's what, you know, that's what I help with. So it's okay. Like, look around your life. I'm always assessing my life. How's this going? How's that going? What am I noticing here? What am I noticing there? Is it what I want? Is it what I like? And if not, oh, I will change it. No hesitation. If I don't like a relationship, I change it. If I don't like something in my business, I change it. If you've been around me long enough, I'm sure that you have noticed that. And I don't have any qualms about it. It's my stuff. If I don't like it, it's getting changed. The moment I put that on a vision board, it was probably, let me think what year that was. That was probably 2007, 2008. And I found something in a magazine and said, if you don't like it, change it. And I was like, damn straight. So I didn't like the definition I was finding of being a sensitive, so I changed it. And now I help others change it. And I found that the more I stepped into my mission, the happier I felt, the lighter I felt, the more empowered I felt, the more excited and enthusiastic I was to show up for my life. So my mission, all that evolved. My purpose evolved. So I'm always assessing. What's working? What's not working? What needs to be upgraded? What needs to be eliminated? What's working so just bang on that I love it? I'm going to keep it, right? So you want to do a little assessment throughout your life, relationships, your stories, your beliefs around things, around your relationships, how you feel in relationships. Well, yes, absolutely. You should be in relationships you feel amazing in. I mean, you should feel amazing. And then if you spend time with certain people, you just feel even better about yourself. They bring you up a notch, right? And if you have people in your life where you're like, yeah, definitely not happening there. That person's not doing that. You don't have to buy into their story. How much, you know, we'll talk too about not defending yourself and spending so much of your energy and your breath explaining yourself all the time. I do not explain myself or defend myself to other people. You don't have to understand where I'm coming from. I don't really care. It's my perspective for a reason. And if I'm talking to someone, they just don't get it, that's okay. I don't need you to understand for me to make this decision. So do the assessment. Look around. What's working, what's not working. can't change other people. We can change how we feel about it. We can change how we show up, and that changes everything. And it is absolutely, I will never back down from this. Not only is it okay, it is right. It is right for you to show up bigger. That's why in my practice, what I teach, we practice expansion. Being more, taking massive action, showing up big, without needing to ever recover from burnout or overwhelm or, you know, just being crushed all the time because everybody's so mean in the world. No, not everybody is. I don't even notice that. Somebody might be crabby or they might be edgy or I'm just like, all right, move along. Doesn't mean I like it, right? You know, or I mean, it's super rare I ever get like what I described, those comments. In fact, I had never had comments like that. And, you know, that's something too. And you're out and about and you're in your mission and you're putting yourself out there. You have to really get to a point where you're independent of that stuff because people are going to have their opinions. They're entitled to them. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not here to make you agree with me. I'm not here to get everyone's approval. I'm here to share a message for those who feel that they are meant for more, they want more, and they see life through their heart. They are very sensitive visionaries. They have a beautiful vision about how the world could be a better place for all of us to live if we just fill in the blank. And they want to do that in their own way. And I'm here because my mission is to help you live your mission because your mission matters. And if I could help as many sensitive visionaries as possible step into this empowered state and really get out there, really get visible, and really share these positive messages, how could the world not be a better place? So that lights me up. That gets me excited. The stuff I see out there teaching how, you know, why sensitives are magnets for bad people and they're targets for narcissists, and that doesn't help anyway. You're leaving out the details, right? So this is the time to activate your sensitive superpower, and it is a superpower. My sensitive abilities have allowed me to help so many people so much faster, to understand things and to offer insight and awaken things and spark things in other people. That's what I'm here to do. It would be so much harder if I didn't have that superpower. But I'm so thankful and grateful I have it. Right? So this is where our podcast is going, because this, my message is for you, the sensitive visionary. You're my people. Who are on fire, lit up, ready to step into and step out and share this positive message and share our gifts, right? Make an impact. And in the process, get to live your best life now. Not wait, or you can't because you're sensitive. No. Now, I encourage you, if you're not part of my community, Guts, Grit, and Fire Coaching for Sensitive Visionaries, we have an online community. It is massively active and empowered. It is a supercharged space online on Facebook. The link is in the description for the podcast. Get over to our community and join us. You are going to find a very different approach to this if you haven't been finding much of this out there in your awareness, and we want to get to know you. I want to get to know you. I love when new members come in from all. We have members from all over. We are worldwide. Okay, I'm a chief empowerment officer for sensitives worldwide. I'm here to collectively really believe we can make such a beautiful impact and difference, and just create a lighter space and feel. Right, for those around us, and really make a difference. So join us over in the community. Again, it's Guts, Grit, and Fire Coaching for Sensitive Visionaries. It is a lit space, I'll tell you that. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. I'm all about fun. You're going to see things about unicorns. I'm just going to tell you that straight up right now. But you're also going to see things to help you create more awareness for yourself. Get your message out there. Become more visible, right? There's tons of free resources, free trainings. You know, if I'm not doing some sort of free series or training for you, there's handouts, there's all kinds of things that, and other sensitive visionaries from around the world that you can get to know and connect with. You're going to love it. So join us over there. And of course, make sure you subscribe. If you're not, subscribe to the podcast so you get notice every week, new show. Excited to be back. Love this direction. And I'm just thrilled that you're here. If you do have any questions you ever want me to address or answer, you can do that in the community, or you can certainly drop them on the email here so I can address these on the podcast. And I will see you back for our next show. I think that we have a massive difference to make here, and I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that. Go light your own fire. There's no waiting for you. Are you kidding me? I'll see you back for the next show soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries. If you like this podcast, please be sure to leave a comment or review. We hope you'll tune in next time.